Okay. The next morning, you guys, did you sleep well?
Well, eventually I must have slept.
I was going to say, as like, how long did this go on? Are you awake the next morning? Or?
Well, no, according to my role, I must have passed out at some point.
1 or 2 a.m. at least.
The party went on until 2.
Oh, well, so yeah, a little bit after the party. Okay. I mean, we retired early.
Okay. All right.
At some point, you know, as the party was winding down, somebody must have noticed Shirley and company were gone.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. In company? Were there more of you?
That's tomorrow.
I'm working my way up to it.
I will be leaving my abode, my room, and my komodo.
You have a komodo.
I have a komodo.
Does it even fasten over your belly?
No. I don't have a giant belly, but you know, my belly does pop out. Okay. But it's a nice komodo that I got from Asia.
Japan?
My character's just saying Asia.
Okay.
The Asian,
yeah.
And I'm wearing my sandals with the ribbons.
Okay.
Fully noted, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Lila has actually beaten all of you downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Mm-hmm. She acts like, she didn't drink too much last night, she doesn't act like there was this huge disturbance
mm-hmm.
in her hallway all night.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the hallway.
Nice.
So she's up before you all. She's got coffee brewing. One by one, you guys come downstairs. Does Shirley come down with you, or did she have to sneak off in the middle of the night?
Up to her. I came back down. I'm not taking her with me. Up to her if she did the walk of shame or not.
She left in the middle of the night. You woke up alone.
No.
She wasn't impressed with your agility.
Oh, well. Well, apparently I have Jasper to live up to. From what I hear, he's pretty impressive.
You
kind of
have to wonder, with the fact that she left, you have to wonder if she was faking.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's not my fault if she's faking. I enjoy myself.
As you walk past, like, it's meant shame coming from you.
No, the other day, you know what? I enjoyed myself. That really is all that matters.
I'm walking down. I'm wearing my special goggles as well that they help in the morning to as it was described to me, they help with the morning sickness of drunkenness because it keeps it dark. And slowly you filter in different lenses and it brightens it up until your eyes are ready.
You have sunglass goggles.
And I'm sitting down for my coffee.
Okay. As Lila pours coffee for as all of you as all of you come down.
I lean over towards Engine Boy. So turns out,
yes,
Shirley's a slut.
No.
Yeah,
really?
Just thought you should know.
Did you not see her shoes and stockings? If they can't match, you can't do things.
Important question. How was she?
She'll do not too bad for her age.
For future note. Moving on.
Of course my game turns into this. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to GMing Men.
Penis joke!
Yeah, out of all the games we've played, the only one where we've had to roll for sex so far, this one.
Dudes.
Actually, no.
Dudes.
No, fail, wait, no,
what?
We did, I think.
Oh,
we did,
right! When
my,
had to
my
roll.
Tech, yeah, my
yeah,
tech priest rolled.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, no, actually, what's tiny is that the only one that's rolled for sex so far is me.
No, James rolled for sex
James,
as well.
No, he never got to get laid.
That's because he failed his roll.
Yeah, because he was so bad at it.
True.
Yeah, he
still
bad.
Rolled. But.
True,
no,
very true.
No, he got off that in like 5 seconds.
And he
yeah.
said, please, I'll pay you more if you don't tell anyone.
And failed. Yeah, all right, anyway, going back to
anyway.
Those who haven't listened to our Dark Heresy games, you should. Anyway, go on.
Battle.com. Yeah, as Lila pours coffee for all of you as you've all wandered downstairs, she lets you know that Blake is still upstairs. He's still
mm-hmm.
sleeping. But there is this darling breakfast place in town. The tavern, it converts, it has a beautiful brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all going to go there.
Mm.
Interesting.
Well,
okay.
I think I'm ready to go at least. I'm in my komodo.
Honey, this town isn't ready for a man in a dress.
Fine, I will get something a little bit more manly that you will enjoy. I go up and I go down, and they're like kind of like an overalls, but they're pizzazzed. Overalls.
They're sparkly.
Just they're kind of just made out of like
they're dazzled.
There's made a out dazzle of rope. Overalls. It, just think of overalls, but made out of a multicolor rope.
Okay. Okay.
That's gonna work so much better. It is. Let's go.
All right, y'all load up into the carriage, and it's a pretty uneventful ride. I imagine.
Did we pass my walker? Is it okay?
Your walker is fine.
Still red wine in it, though.
You did not get into my walker, damn you!
Actually, through the keyhole, I put a hose, and right I actually now, installed the red
wine. There is no red wine in it.
There's a crushed bottle.
Okay. it turns out...
aggravatedly crushed against the side because he couldn't get in and penetrate through the steel door.
Okay.
Some of the wine... Actually, because I cracked against the door, when it gets through some of the wiring, shorting it out.
Lucky for me, I paid extra to make sure that it is water resistant.
You get that one.
You wasted 6 points.
It was worth it, I think.
Oh, God.
I still got my stockpile untouched. All right.
Oh, man.
I'm good. I'm back to how I started. All that role playing for nothing.
No, that role playing is its own reward. Remember that. There's no winning or losing in role playing games. There's only dying horribly in funny ways.
That said, though, I clearly am winning.
All right.
Winning. Tiger blood.
Yep.
All right. You get to the tavern / roadhouse. It's kind of more of a roadhouse vibe once you're in there. It's not too many people are in there. Mm-hmm. You can tell that, but back at the back table, there's the two guys that were with Caleb yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's Brent and Stu.
I wouldn't know their names. I haven't asked.
Okay. That's true.
Nor would I care.
Mm-hmm.
Lila would have mentioned. Yeah, okay. At some point when she was bitching, she would have told you who the other two were.
But no Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
No Caleb.
Mm-hmm. I adjust my goggles because the light is probably meaning that I can adjust it to a lesser lens, so mm-hmm. I'm doing better.
And you've had coffee.
I've had coffee, so. Mm-hmm. I'm still on him, but mm-hmm. the lenses are being reduced.
Okay. All right. You get a good hearty breakfast. They've got, you know, lots of, it's a very meat-heavy breakfast because this is man-to-man town.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to have, like, a, it's actually a very, it's a drop of lavender that you put in some hot water and you boil it for a little bit and then a little syrup of top chocolate around.
We got coffee.
Looks like we're roughing it. I'll take some coffee. Why am I going into Valley Girl? I'm going to take some coffee. That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
What?
So about halfway through your breakfast, Brent and Stu are finishing up theirs, and the two of them start walking out, but Brent hesitates by your table.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, buddy? You look like you got something to say. Now, if you're going to be speaking, do not be standing right there, because I'm eating right there, and I don't know if you know this, but a lot of germs get out of the mouth when you open it up and you speak, so you have to step to the side.
He kind of, he shuffles in place, like moves like an inch
mm-hmm.
to the
Thank
right.
Thank you very much. What do you need?
I just thought, you know, you guys should know, since you guys are, like, from the big, you know, law enforcement agency.
I am indeed.
What he said, I'm
is
sure.
That's what you guys said?
That's what he said. I'm telling you as much truth as possible.
That is what she said.
That joke is a few centuries off, but
I know.
After we talked to you yesterday, Caleb wanted to go looking for Jasper. He thought that he'd get there before you guys could.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that we shouldn't go because we had other plans for mm-hmm. last night. My mom wasn't gonna let me go out. Brent's a couple years younger than mm-hmm. the other guys. I said that, you know, all of us should go together because if it was too much for Jasper to handle, then all three of us should go.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally thought that Caleb was going to go along with it, but this morning we tried ringing him up on the two-way radio,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't responding, and Stu and I actually just came from over at his cabin,
mm-hmm.
and he ain't there. So,
do you think he went to the same place that Jasper went?
I think he decided that he wanted to. God knows if he even has a real clue. We just know that he went into the woods up there. But Caleb and his little steam-powered three-wheeler, ain't there anymore, and looked like the tracks were going towards the north. So I thought that you law enforcement types should want to know that.
Thank you. It's something we can look into.
And it turns out I happen to know just where Caleb lives. Jasper lives, thanks to Shirley.
Yes, we all heard Shirley last night.
I'm surprised you remember her name.
Oh, I remember everyone's
name. She kept screaming it over and over again, which is kind of awkward.
It was a bit odd. It was a bit odd. I will give it that.
I tell you, that girl has been to herself.
The cat's climbing back there.
Okay, odd.
But, yes, I think we, maybe it might be worth taking a look and helping out the locals. After all, it might be a bit, just a tad out of our jurisdiction, but, you know, the locals have treated us...
Coyote, don't you dare get up there.
The locals have treated us, they've treated me very warmly, so I feel a bit of a debt towards them. Might as well look into this.
When we have some time, we will go off to Jasper's area, but first I gotta finish this waffle. syrup.
Why is everybody so worried about a missing man and another missing man? I mean, men are always missing around these places. I mean, they get eaten by savages. They get eaten by they get eaten by bears. There's mountain lions.
I'm seriously just seething, just trying to push shove a waffle into my mouth, just trying to chew without snapping.
It's like this huge, like pretty much just took half of the waffle, and folded it into your mouth.
And just went.
So I'm just saying, maybe this is nothing to worry about, Lily. You tell them there's nothing to worry about. That this happens all the time, even Steven.
Well, it doesn't happen all the time. Milton's a very quiet place. I told you that last night, or did you forget from drinking a little too much?
I gotta admit, I found your little bottles and I decided to make them a little empty. Just get one. You'll think about it.
So, should we investigate sometime today?
Well, does it look like there's much else to do in this town?
Good point.
Well, as long as you don't mind us doing some professional work. I know we're here on your dime and your invitation. You don't mind if we take a little bit of us time?
No, I think it would be good to look into this. Like I said yesterday, I don't want Jasper gone for too long, because God knows what sort of trouble Caleb's going to get into.
Perhaps you should come with us, bring back the hunting blood within you.
I don't think it'd be good for me to go today. I want to go make sure that Blake is okay, but I can, the road leading up to Jasper's place, that's near mine, so I'll drop you off on the way back home.
This is so exciting. Look at us, just working together, trio, trio, trio.
Just like old times.
Mm-hmm. Triple threat. Mm-hmm.
So you finish up your breakfast, you pay off your tab. You climb back into the carriage, and about halfway to back to Lilla's place, she stops, and there's a small, it barely looks like a road, it looks more like a path, but she tells you that at the end of that is where you should be able to find the lake, and Jasper's cabin is along the lake.
I wouldn't have worn my own heels if I knew about this.
You would heel. Alright.
It's actually a double heel kind of thing. There's like, you know, the shoe, and then heel here, and heel here.
You've thought about this way too much.
It's interesting. The future is now.
All right, so I'm going to head off.
All right. We follow along, We go with
them. I have my parasol up, and I'm walking.
Takes about 15 minutes to get to the lake. And it's it's almost like a wooded pond. Like there's fairly dense forest around, and then it comes into a clearing. There's a small, large pond, small lake, very nice, very clear. And about a quarter of the way around it from where you guys are, there's a cabin. And it's the only cabin on the lake.
This is nice. I like this. This is something that you do. You rent this out for a week. You have yourself a good old time. Then you return to civilization. I like this.
I'm sure that's exactly what Jasper had in mind.
Yeah, of course.
Well, gentlemen, it's time to be men and get our hands dirty. Walk away.
That'll be a first.
Dantily making sure trying to hop onto the the stones to try to avoid the dirt and mud.
Mm-hmm. Tell him, like, that will be a first for him.
True enough. All right, yeah. I'm going to go inside the cabin.
All right. If you want to get inside without, like, breaking a door, it's going to be difficulty of the average.
My friend.
First off, I'm going to knock.
No one's home.
Yeah. All right. Agility plus covert. I got this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, anyway. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 17.
Whoa. Well, oh, yeah. You click, click.
Pull out my little steampunk. Click, click, click. Done. All
right.
Yeah, it's like nothing for you. Mm-hmm.
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is all very quaint, I say, as I walk into the house. Well, I'm not going in first. This seems like a job left for you to do.
I walked into the house.
Okay. It's a one-room cabin.
Oh! Ceiling's dripping. Grab his parasail. Go inside.
No, I do not let my hands off my parasail.
Strength check! strength plus what? Athletics?
Are you seriously going to try to steal my parasail?
No, I'm just going to passive
athletics
grab.
Athletics or... Yeah, I'd say athletics or unarmed combat.
Oh, actually, I have unarmed combat.
Well... Good luck with the fight, because I got a 6.
You got a 6?
Yes.
Let's see how that goes. I got a 9. Sorry, I need this.
How much would it cost me to get that 6 to a 9?
It'll cost you 3.
I hold on to it.
You don't.
No, if he's spending 3.
All right, fine.
It's mine!
Well.
I thought you were a friend, but all right, fine. I'll get my hair wet. Jeez.
Don't be such an Indian giver.
Did I hear that?
Yeah. Did so? You were right there.
Alertness.
Oh, he heard it.
Okay, he heard it.
I'm going to have to roll willpower for that. Because that... we haven't even actually got to the actual combat.
I know.
All right, so that's alertness plus what? Oh, discipline?
Yeah.
Okay. 7.
You'd hold him in.
I go inside.
You're so cute.
Alright, so like I said, one room cabin, sort of a bachelor pad. Uh-huh. There's inside most of the surfaces and the walls are covered with black and white doggerel types, mm-hmm. of the woman that you can only assume is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you all give me, I'd say, alertness plus perception to do a search. Unless you have something. I think alertness plus perception to do it.
Alright.
7.
10.
7.
Okay. That's good enough for all of you are going to be able to notice this. There's a gun rack on the living room wall above the fireplace. It looks like it should be able to hold 2 rifles. It's empty right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
in the corner of the cabin. There's a desk. You can hardly tell that it's a desk. It's so covered in papers. And as you take the time to look at the papers that are on the desk, they're all stories about mysterious disappearances around Milton.
Mm.
It's clearly he's been looking for something for probably a couple of years now.
They got a printing press here.
There's a local newspaper.
That's where they're.
It's really like. For Milton proper, or for, like, this part of Milton, it's, like, a one-page paper that's printed once a week, and it's mostly just, like, you know, Mrs. O'Leary's cow just had a calf,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, they won this prize at the county fair.
Mm-hmm.
Look out, there's a holiday from the mine coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But it also does do things like there's missing people, or the next town over, it's a little bit larger. They have a full-blown newspaper
right. mm-hmm.
that Milton has access to.
Hmm.
So in addition to the newspaper clippings of the disappearances and other just weird things, like the northern lights appeared, and this is really too far south to be able to see them.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, you know, lots of weird stuff. There's also several maps of the woods around Pinnacle Lake, and there even includes one that looks like it was hand-drawn by Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Any interesting marks on those maps?
No.
No,
it's just he was really into mapping the area, and probably the reason for the hand-drawn one is he thought that, you know, maybe the man-made one, or the, like, machine-made ones, like, they may have been missing something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be convincing it's a floorboard.
What? It's a wooden floor cabin? Yeah.
Floorboard, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going through it, like, stomping my heels on each board and just moving around trying to find a loose one.
All right, you find one eventually.
Oh, I'm pulling it up to see if, you know, it's a hiding place. Nothing in there?
Nope.
Nothing? Nothing here?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's been investigating something in the area, definitely. A lot of
people.
Well, he's
a widower.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I never did. No, she would, you know what, yeah. Did she tell me, you know, how she died, how the wife died?
It was an illness, what did I say, like 5 years ago, I think?
More or less.
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, just a mysterious illness came in, you know, within like 2 days, the woman was dead.
He was a widower. His wife died under relatively mysterious circumstances, but it doesn't sound like she disappeared.
That is strange.
Well, when's the last disappearance that's listed over here? I go through, start going through the newspaper accounts to try to find the one that's like the last disappearance.
Seems to be 3 weeks ago.
Who was it?
It was a big game hunter.
Oh, does he have any people? Does he have a house here?
No, he was someone that was from out of town. It was kind of earlier. It's like summer, and some of the times city folks will come out to the rural areas. They're kind of slumming it. And
well,
I want to go check out what's in the woods.
I'm going to actually use my contact ability and seeing if, you know, I look at the name. I'm sure we've used that excuse of big game hunter before. Do I recognize the name?
What do you mean, do you recognize?
Do I look at the name and say, yeah, big game hunting, he was here, instead of...
Oh, is a supernatural hunter?
Yeah, was a supernatural. Can
I... Capital H hunter.
Yeah, I have contact as D6.
I'm not going to make you roll. It's not a name that's familiar to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Well, maybe we stumbled upon something, but I'm surprised Lily didn't pick up on this. She's been looking for a mystery.
She has been distracted by her husband recently.
Oh, pish posh. Her father wouldn't have taught her better than this. Okay.
Really, the best conclusion you can come to with this collection of clippings and maps is that if Jasper was not a hunter in his own right, it looked like he was probably going to... he was on his way to being kind of an amateur hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this would have been the sort of, like, first step
a
lot of hunters have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of introduces them to stuff.
If he was a full-on hunter, Lily would have known.
Mm-hmm.
So...
he was discovering his path.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Of course, looks like he might have gotten a little bit lost along that path.
It happens to some of them. But this is something definitely we have to investigate.
Hold on.
What now?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but sometimes when a body is disposed of and the spirit's there, it likes to go to a very comfortable place, like sinking into a nice little bubble bath. I need a bubble bath. I'm going to put that in the mental note right now.
Just
sign that off. I'm just going to do a little bit of... I'm investigating. I'm just going to open myself up. Just settle down. I'm opening myself kind of like... I'm looking around for spirits or sensing spirits around the area with my medium power.
Mm-hmm. This has been an area that's been pretty uninhabited for decades, so there really aren't any human spirits in the area.
Not even his wife's?
No, they lived in town when she died. He moved out here afterwards.
All right, so there's
just
okay.
So into his grief that he had to
right.
get away from people.
Well, good news is his spirit didn't return here if he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is I don't know where to blow me to find him at. Best case scenario, I'd say I'd point to the map. Maybe his drawn map might be something we can look into.
It's an idea.
I compare the drawn map to the manufactured one to see if there's any, like, hey, he says there is a tree here and not, you know what I mean? I'm trying to see the spirit.
Give me an observation. Or perception.
D4 plus what? Intelligence?
Alertness or intelligence, whichever is higher for you.
7.
All you can tell is that there's one spot. It's in the woods to the north of the lake. They're the woods that are north of Milton. It was said that he had disappeared into earlier. It looks like there's nothing really different, but on his map, that area is darker. Like, he went over it a couple of times than the rest of his map.
Hmm. Looks like he might have been in the northern section when he was searching for something there. That's what I'm guessing.
It's worth a fair enough guess.
How long would it take for us to get into the woods, like, to get to that area?
20 minutes on foot.
Oh, that just seems like an all-day affair, and I don't know if I'm dressed for it.
Come on! I'm already out the door.
Ridiculous. We don't even got our weapons on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always got my cane and my sword on me. I mean, my cane and my gun on me, so.
Yeah. Lucky for me, I'm wearing a hat. I reach in and I pull out my little pea shooter. And I have my parasol. I'm walking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And everyone gets 2 plot points, as you said, send off to kind of replenish the stash of those who went crazy and to fill up Daniel's.
I'm officially at 12 now.
All right. But you're getting into it. You spent a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was proud of you. All right, so you're heading into the woods just north of Milton.
This is awful. This is just... used to do this.
It's going to get worse for you, honey.
Actually, can I use my survival to make sure to go through the muddiest areas?
There really is no muddiest area. This is a really humid area. It rained a couple of days ago. Uh-huh. Mud everywhere. And plus, there's only one road that goes to this area of the woods. But. So there's no escape in the mud.
All right.
Oh, this is just... How do you primitives do it? I don't even know how it is possible. And
make a road out of the idiot's day. Usually talk too much.
Well, you know, you keep an eye out, because I'm going to be... If we could do that, I would love to find a road.
Trust me, I think about it all the time.
Excellent.
So you kind of follow the track for a little ways, and as you... just as you're getting to, like, the woods proper... You find a steam bike, a three-wheeled steam bike, buried in the mud.
Isn't that Caleb's?
That's what it sounds like. Mm. That's what it is, yes.
If, perception rolls, everyone.
Alertness perception?
It's easy, so if you make a 3.
Alertness or intelligence?
It will be alertness.
13.
6. Somehow.
8.
All right. Yeah, it's easy to see what happened here. Caleb parked in the mud because there's no way his three-wheeler was going to be able to make it through. Mm-hmm. And he ran out and he ran into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys follow the tracks,
I'm still looking at his three-wheeler.
Oh, okay.
Did he have any provisions there? Any weapons that he left behind?
Not that, Kitty on the laptop. Not that we're left behind. Okay. If he took anything with him on the steam bike, he then took it with him into the woods.
So is it buried in the mud, or is it just...
It looks like it was too heavy to stay on top of the mud, mm-hmm. so it sunk down.
Can I try to get it out?
Sure.
Okay.
Strength.
Oh, I was hoping like to get in it and...
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. The keys weren't left in it.
Tech?
Yeah. Tech plus intelligence to hotwire the three-wheeled steam bike.
This is going to be hilarious.
6.
It sputters. But you can't get it going.
Well, this is just uncivilized, and I don't even want to do this anymore. Let's go, gentlemen.
Congratulations, so, Mr. Mechanic. Let's move on.
Are you going to follow the tracks into the woods now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. As the trees become denser overhead, you lose the mud on the ground, which also means you lose a lot of the tracks. Mm-hmm. But it's not a dead end, because you smell something.
Oh, does that smell like lavender? No.
No, there's something dead out here.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to move in closer.
Yep.
Silently.
Keep going. It's like maybe a 5-minute walk further, mm-hmm. and you come upon... a very gristly sight.
Mm-hmm.
There is a pit dug into the floor of the woods. First, you think it's kind of a fire pit, except when you get a little bit closer, there's human remains.
Oh my!
Give me another observation roll, perception roll.
7, that is 12.
6 again.
9.
you are the only one that notices. The body was whole when it went in there. It's kind of fallen apart because it was burnt down to the skeleton at parts. It was put in naked. You can't tell if it was pre or post-mortem, though. You can't tell if he was stripped and then thrown on the fire, or if he was thrown on the fire and then stripped or something, or killed and then stripped. You see also on the far side, all of you notice this, on the far side of the pit is a stump. You know, someone had cut down a tree. Mm-hmm. And you can see from here that there is some sigils carved into the top, as well as a pair of ears. Human ears.
Yeah, not carved, but placed. Like, on top of those?
Yeah,
of
so, like, someone carved some symbols into the wood, and on top of those is a pair of human ears.
I point this out at everybody. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like right. His body was... Yeah, his body was naked when it went in. I don't know if he was alive when he went in, but yeah, he wasn't. Something stripped him. Also, ears on a stump.
As soon as I noticed the human pet, I'm going to look around the air and make sure it's same. Just do a quick check around.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll. There's nothing, and it's not like there's any traps here.
Okay.
There's no tracks from recently.
Ghosts?
If you want to try, there's no role for you to contact ghosts.
I kneel down and crouch down close to the pit and close my eyes, and I'm saying, a violent death doesn't leave a very pleasant soul. Tell me, brother, sir, how about you come to me and speak?
Do ghosts usually appear to you, or is it just voices that you hear?
No, I see. I took the
you
higher
see dead
level.
People?
I see dead people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A man is standing before you.
Do I recognize him?
No. He's tall, Caucasian man in his 40s.
I stand up and give him a little tip.
He doesn't have ears.
That might be troublesome. Can you hear me?
Who are you?
My name is Perseus O'Donnell of the O'Donnell clan, and we are here investigating something foul. I'm guessing you are, what's this guy's name again?
Caleb?
No, not Caleb.
Or Jasper.
Jasper.
Are you Jasper?
Who's asking?
We are here looking for Jasper on the account of Shirley, who is very, very worried about him.
I suppose she would be.
Are you Jasper? I'm guessing you know about your condition.
He turns around and he jumps. A ghost jumps. You guys can see the ghost.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
He can?
Can't they?
Nope.
No.
Oh,
just me.
Only you can.
No,
okay.
Only me.
Well,
and we're just watching him talk.
Okay.
Talk to himself.
Okay.
So you do not see the funny sight of a ghost jumping.
Okay.
Only you do, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He clearly didn't know that he was dead yet.
Mm-hmm. I want to apologize for your condition, but I assure you that is not permanent. You're going to be seeing a very nice white light, and you're going to be walking towards it. Trust me, I hear it all the time. People say,
but
I don't know if
I'm still dead.
Well, death is just the beginning, son. Doesn't this prove, does this not prove that there's something after if you're here talking to me?
It doesn't prove anything. I don't understand why I'm here.
Because you're here to help us figure out what happened to you. You still got business on this earth, and guess what? Ding, ding, I'm the messenger.
I don't know what happened. I was coming into the woods. I was following a trail.
Of what?
And then I was talking to you.
Well, apparently I'm gonna speed things along. You've been gone for a few days. You had been looking for something in the woods. You've been investigating a lot of missing appearances, like you had an idea that maybe something was out here that shouldn't be out here?
I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong out in these woods.
And you decided to go hunt and try to find it. Well, I'm going to catch you up as well. Caleb came looking for you, and he's
stupid
missing.
Kid.
Well, he's missing now.
Well, I don't know.
So you don't remember anything that happened to you before you woke up and found me? Hey.
I was walking. I had my rifle out, and then it was some. I guess something must have come up from behind me.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So you don't know what you were hunting? Can you lead us in a way of why were you here?
Because everyone who's disappeared has been disappearing from this part of the woods.
So why did you start searching for this thing? I mean, you ain't a...
These are my woods.
These are your woods.
These are my woods. I'm the only one who can protect these dumb people. And these
from
are
what?
My woods. From whatever's out here.
Well, Gavin's going to talk to you. This guy has a personality issue. He has a little bit of a superiority complex. Never seen that before. He's saying that he was killed by something he does not know, and he's been investigating because people have been dying from around here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is a delight to meet you, and I think it'd be best if you... By the way, I forgot. We haven't done it yet, but I do have a ghost.
Yeah.
Haunting, so if you want to make sure to remember that.
Actually, could you quickly ask him if he had any suspicions of what the creature was?
Excuse me, I got another question for you. Did you have any suspicion what was going on? Did anybody talk about anything? I mean, you were doing investigations of what's going on. Did you talk to anybody's relatives that went missing?
Everyone's just gone missing. For all I know, they went and set up a commune out in the woods.
You know, that is really interesting. Now, I'm going to be looking around this area. Don't you worry. Now, if you want to follow us along, that's all is your prerogative. But I'm going to be honest with you. I can't do much more to help you until we figure out what killed you. But I assure you, once we do, you're going to be set free. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to see your wife again.
My wife?
She is going to be there. I assure you. I've seen this a million times. Trust me. A boy like me, I see a million ghosts every day, and they just say, oh, I'm never going to be on the other side. But I help them out. And guess what? They see a white light. They talk about, oh, my goodness, there's my grandma. There's my dog. There's a whole bunch of things. And then they disappear. I can only assume that means they're in heaven.
I want to see my wife again.
Well, then you can just follow along if you want. Do not worry. You're going to get used to the ghostly apparel. And just keep your eyes out for anything you remember. I'm not going to be looking at you the entire time. It gives me a headache, open my eyes as much. But if you feel like you need to communicate with me, tip over a book, set something on fire, say hello. But anyways, I hope you stay in touch. And then I'm just trying to close it off for a little while.
Right. That was good.
Yeah.
For now... He doesn't know what's going on. There's people that's been vanishing. He's been looking for, and he's very complex. He's saying that he owns these woods, and he's got to protect the people of this country. He feels a little bit like a vigilante. A hunter in the making. I think you guys would have liked him. Very handsome man. Very handsome. But he did mention that he doesn't really know what's going on. He just knows there's disappearances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be looking around here for now to see if there's anything occultish. Anything that's
ears on a stump. Have I mentioned the ears on a stump?
Yeah. No, you did not. But
well,
girl,
they look some kind of symbol here. I think you're better with this stuff than
mm-hmm.
I am.
I'm going to first. I'm just going to do a basic occult, which is a D6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lore, but if this is anything for cryptozoology, like monsters, culture, okay, then I'm just going to do a lore
yeah.
plus intelligence.
Yes.
I got a 12. Mm.
Okay, you can tell that they are of Cherokee origin.
This is like a Cherokee symbol?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You might be interested because it's concerning your people. See, the symbol, it's about the Cherokee culture.
A Cherokee?
Yeah, I dabble a little bit. Not that I learned a lot about all those little chicken scratches you folks use, but what I did know is that there are certain symbols that hold power, and right there, that's an occult symbol from the Cherokee tribe. You not a bear, you.
I'm assuming my tribe would have their own shamans that have.
Yeah, you
it,
wouldn't.
But I wouldn't be able to read
no.
Cherokee symbols at all. It's like, now that I think of it. Remember that story I told you about Blake's leg previously?
You did mention that.
The tribe that attacked him was Cherokee.
Mm.
Or he attacked. I prefer the he attacked portion. But anyway, was Cherokee. They were looking for supplies, and they had to attack a village.
Well, okay, how long ago did these disappearances start?
If you didn't look carefully for that, I can't tell you.
When I was searching for the newest one, I remembered what was the latest one?
2.5 years.
2.5 years ago, that...
Wait, no. Nope. That's way too long. 6 months.
6 months. These disappearances started 6 months ago.
Wait, how long ago did Blake come back from?
6 months.
6 months, yeah, okay, just making sure. That's exactly as long as it took.
Do you think someone followed him up and said hello?
I'm beginning to have my suspicions a little bit more complicated than that.
I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to say it out loud. And I don't want to be the man to be remembered to have to say this, but someone's got to say this. This is not going to bode well. Not going to bode well at all.
One of the first times I actually agree with you.
We need a dream catcher or something if we're dealing with an Indian.
My tribe does not do dream catchers.
Oh, no, really? What's wrong with you?
Let's go. Let's go before...
We should look... Do you want to see if there's any tracks around here? I mean...
No, yeah,
clearly Caleb probably came around this route.
Yeah, I'm going to do my tracking to...
You're pretty good at climbing, aren't you?
I can climb.
How about you go see if there's anything down in that pit that's, you know, check the pockets.
It's not a really deep pit, so it wouldn't require climbing.
No pockets,
climbing.
He's naked.
Okay.
And he is naked.
Okay, 17 for tracking.
Nice.
There's definitely no tracks from Caleb in this area.
So he was picked up and brought over here.
Yeah. He was plucked. We followed him. He got plucked from one. Mm-hmm. A little bird. Like a little bird.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, there's nothing else, and we're starting to suspect there may be something with our host's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Suggest we go back.
Should we be bringing the body back? I mean, it's only right.
In that state.
Well, what are we going to do? Just bury him right here? Not give him a proper Christian funeral? You know how bad that can be for the spirit.
You would also know, Billy, that if he's a ghost that's been killed very traumatically, you might want to keep an eye on the bones in case you have to disperse the spirit.
I recommend that we take the bones with us because we are very fortunate to have ourselves a companion with us, a ghost. What's his name again?
Jasper.
Jasper's with us, and sometimes when they kill violently, they get a little angry and they start doing things, and the bones are really down, you know, just to calm them down.
Oh, you're good at butchering things, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
That is insensitive. That is completely insensitive.
It means I pay people to butcher things for me, while he's more used to in the wild hunting.
He is more used to killing buffalo or Union soldiers, and not just that. So I think you owe him an apology.
I'm fairly certain Union soldiers are close to Jasper.
I'm just gonna go into the pit. Here, cash, and I throw it.
It does kind of come apart pretty easily.
Grab us what you can.
Okay. I grab what I can. I take the skull and a few bones.
I'm assuming we have a sack or something.
No, we need to take the entire bones.
Or you could just leave it here where you know it's been relatively undisturbed so that you could come back if necessary, if you don't want to risk the chance of missing, like, a pinky bone.
Yeah, we're going to keep it here for now.
Okay.
Yeah, just bury it lightly in a hole somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Bury it lightly. We're going to be back for those.
Okay. You might want to clean yourself up a little bit then.
I'm just going to say that you will be hearing from an associate of mine who talks about, you know, about reaffirming my attire.
Furnishing your...
If you're not going to understand English in a country that speaks English, then I'm just going to walk away.
We speak American around here.
I'm going to walk off.
Okay.
Alright.
Into the woods alone.
Nothing bad can happen now.
Are you going further into the woods, or are you going to head back to Lilith's for a while?
I vote for Lilith.
Lilith, let's get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Alright. You head back to Lilla's.
Mm-hmm. Do we have all our gear, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to her, grab her by the shoulders, and say, Lily, you look wonderful today.
Thank you.
And I love in your hair.
She primps.
And your dress is, I don't know how you do it, but you look like a city girl in a country setting. Mm-hmm. But with that in mind, I think that we also need to talk about something else. Remember, you are a very pretty girl, but...
Mm-hmm. There's been a situation. We've discovered Jasper and, what was it, Caleb?
Caleb wasn't there. We found Jasper.
Oh, Jasper. We discovered Jasper's body.
Oh,
it
God.
It was mutilated.
Oh, God.
Was it also set on fire?
He was set on fire. Oh. That's why most of the skin was burned off.
It was also set on fire.
Oh, that's horrific.
And his ears were nailed to a tree trunk.
They weren't nailed.
They were put on a tree trunk.
There's some good news about this. We think it's a Cherokee who followed your husband for something he did.
Someone would have talked if they'd seen an Indian around these parts. No offense.
Well,
just might be used to shut up. Did your husband tell you stories about what happened to him?
Not anything specifically. I didn't want to pry. Mm. It was clearly...
Well, considering Jasper's death, I think it's appropriate I tell you. Pretty much during one of their outings, they were looking for supplies and chanced upon a village.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking for supplies. Mm-hmm. The tribe wasn't very forthcoming. And...
She's just staring at you. She is waiting to see what you are going to say next.
Let's just say
an argument.
There was an argument, and some blood was shed.
It was a war.
I understand that,
not
but
the natives.
But stop helping me. I understand that, but. It's possibility that they didn't appreciate the fact it was a war.
Jasper? I asked Jasper. Blake?
Jasper.
Well,
can you
that
see
ruined
him too?
That. ruined that dramatic moment. I can't keep my NPC name straight.
Okay.
She starts yelling upstairs for Blake.
Uh-huh.
There's no response.
I'm heading right up the stairs.
Follow behind him.
Behind Lilla.
Okay.
She ran upstairs first.
I'm with her. Right, so what are we thinking?
And she bursts into the bedroom. He's not there.
Cripes. The hell?
I don't know where he could have gone. I mean, I came back from the roadhouse. I came up here and he was still sleeping soundly. I brought him some water and some aspirin, and I haven't heard anything since.
Is there any tracks out the window? Can I check the window to see if
The window is open.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to make you like, tracking. Are there any windows? Yeah.
Okay, guys. Lily, you're a beautiful girl. Now, I just want you to relax, because what's probably going on is he just needs to get some air. And if anything, I'm sure that nothing, this does, you know, he is a soldier and he's a good man. And what probably happened is he made some poor choices that offended some other fellas. And
she slaps you.
Yeah, I understand.
Blake is an honorable man.
He is an honorable man, but he was with other men that you would have to agree that not all soldiers are known for their as wonderful control of their tempers like Blake. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that no one would blame him if some of his other compatriots happened to make a poor decision. He can't control them all. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why he's been so distant. He seems a little bit troubled, it seems. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about
roll him. I'm going to say intelligence plus performance, unless mm-hmm. you can think of a better role for calming her down. Because
mm-hmm.
she's like going to hyperventilate.
Seven.
She's hyperventilating.
No, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
10.
One more.
11.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm sure... That right now he's something did, you know, not no fault of his own, but you know how things happen. He's just got caught up in something that good men get caught up in. So we're going to figure this out. Now, losing all heads ain't going to help no one. So we all hunters, and we're going to hunt this fella down and make sure that he's safe. So that's what we do, yes?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Like, yes. Are you lying when you say yes, or do you intend to kill him, or do you think?
I intend to find out what's going on.
Yeah, it's not so much a lie. So, right, that's what we do.
We're gonna hunt. We're hunters who hunt to see what's going on. Do I have to roll for that?
No.
Okay. All right. So we shall.
He just sounded dubious enough. It's like, are you lying right now?
No, I'm just dubious.
Yeah. Okay.
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 And
not
if,
so much lying.
And if you wish, you could. Should she come with us? She's a little hypochondriac.
Do you really think Lily's not going to come along for her hunt to make sure her husband? If you want to tell her, I'm going to be stepping out because I've already gotten slapped, and I'm just going to be honest.
No, I like
you.
Breathing, so I'm not
going to
attempt
yeah,
that right
I,
now.
I'm
okay.
A little offended.
I can
okay.
hear you, gentlemen. You are not going after my husband without me.
Of course not, Lily.
Now, we are going to go downstairs. I still have my library in the basement, and we are going to look through the lore, and you are going to tell me what exactly you saw out in those woods, and we are going to find out what has happened.
Okay.
I think that sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an idea. You and me go investigate down here.
Mm.
You guys stay up here and look around the bedroom, you know. Be respectful for
mm-hmm.
her under things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see if you find trail that led, you know, outside the window. And then, you know, just 5 minutes, a little scan, and then you come down with us.
Mm-hmm. Random question. I have a suspicion I know what it is. Do I get an extra bonus to figure out what it is? Because I think I know what it is. Because of my past experience.
Huh. Do you want to tell me in secret what you think it is, so I can tell you whether you would get a bonus?
Write it down. No, it should be. You can't see it because I'm writing it down.
Careful.
You are incorrect.
Damn it.
So, you guys, how about you just, you do your little hunting thing. Your
actually,
you
know, can I look in the book really
yeah,
quickly?
Yeah.
I want to look
at. Does that sound good? Because
yeah,
I'm more of the researcher.
Yeah,
you guys can do
I'm just going to look around.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Better trailing.
Okay.
Maybe he has a hidden thing here.
Yeah, so let's do a quick perception.
Yeah, the moment.
You go to your library. I'm just going to make sure these guys understand some things. If you can find some stuff from his previous engagement down in the south,
mm-hmm.
a uniform, check stuff like that, because a lot of these things like to follow people who take shit like from themselves. They don't like thieves, and I'm sure you gentlemen don't like thieves either. So don't
these are horrible people.
Yes, terrible.
Look for a trail, but also look for anything from his past misadventures.
Mm-hmm.
Lily, wait up!
The moment they're out of the room, I'm doing exactly what he didn't say, and I'm picking up Lila's under things and going.
Really, is this time for that?
There's always time for prancing about with women's underwear.
He's just about you know you made a good guess, but it's not quite related to that.
Damn it! All right, 8.
I don't know what your guess was.
Oh wait, well, we're rolling to a search.
I showed you in the game.
So
well,
should be.
You are. What are you searching?
The trying to find anything that he might have that. Especially anything Cherokee, anything that looks like he might have taken a souvenir of some kind.
Yeah.
So, alertness, well, 7 plus, so 9.
Okay.
You don't find anything like that in the room. Pretty much the only thing you find kind of tucked away is his Medal of Valor for, or whatever the equivalent is, for when he was injured and discharged.
Okay.
I take it.
You take it?
Yes.
Yes, it might be useful later. Hi.
Sure.
I see him doing it like...
That's an excuse.
It's going to be useful later. I'm telling myself it's going to be useful later. That's why he's taking it.
Is there a roll with honest to a fault?
Yeah, I think it's... I get minus 2. Because I get typically D2 for so I think I get minus 2 to whatever...
To lying. Yeah,
to lying.
Yeah.
Roll your willpower.
Willpower and what?
I'm going to say just your willpower. Because what I'm rolling for is to keep... Because you are so honest. Mm-hmm. And this is an affront against your friend.
Okay, fine.
Discipline?
Discipline. So yeah.
Just minus...
Yeah, with a...
My character's not even, like, doing this... I mean, he's a kleptomaniac, so he's okay. And then he's... Instead of putting it back, he just slips it in his pocket. It's what he does.
One.
Oh.
I put a hand... Put it back.
Put what?
Put it back.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Put it
It looks, on it the looks dresser. Just like one that I have at home. I put it back on the dresser.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
If you had more, I would give it to you for stealing. Oh, no, it's okay. But you are full.
I'm full.
And you went down to...
the library. I'm just doing some studying with my Lily.
And she's asking you, what did you see? What happened to Jasper? What was there?
Well, Jasper didn't remember what happened to him. He just said he came out here looking for something that's been taking people for the past 6 months, which coincides with Blake's return. And he said he doesn't remember. He was hunting out here, then something must have gotten him from behind, and then he woke up talking to me in the sense that he was from the ethereal point of view.
But what was the scene like? Was it just
a burnt body? It's a fire pit with a burnt body completely doused and, you know, set aflame. And then there was a stump with a symbol. I draw the symbol. And then there was airs on top of that. And I believe the symbol, it's a Cherokee symbol.
As you're saying that, she looks at the symbol and she has this shelf, like this wall that's just bookshelves. And she is scanning really quickly and she pulls out a book, throws it on the desk, and she's flipping through it really, really fast. And she gets about 2/3 of the way through. And she stops. She flips back a little bit. She flips forward a little bit. She smooths the book out, and she just kind of stares at it for a second.
I peek over her shoulder.
It doesn't look like it's anything significant. It's like, it's written in Latin. Do you know Latin? No, it's written in Greek.
I frown and I say, I forgot my reading glasses upstairs, so if you would be so obliged to tell me what you're staring at, my beautiful Lily.
I'm staring at what's not there. And she points really closely, and you can see, like, it's very close to the spine. 2 pages have been cut out. Whatever this is, whatever I think, it sounds like it's related to some sort of trickster ritual. But the pages on that, they're gone.
A trickster. Honey, I'm just going to be a little embarrassed to say this. I've never heard of a trickster, and I've heard of a lot of ghosts and a lot of superstitions. I just never heard of a trickster.
You don't see them too often in more, I guess, civilized areas. But all this together, it sounds like it might be related to that. It's not exactly, but I you see them so rarely, I don't have all the details on them, and the pages are gone.
Well, tickle me pink. I'll wait for you guys to come down.
Okay.
Yeah, the moment he turns away to leave, I grab the thing again. I'm gonna roll a agility plus covert to just try and snag it so he doesn't notice.
Yeah,
and I guess you're rolling.
Yeah, your alertness is against his.
Yeah, since he turned around, I'm gonna have to use my hearing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's gonna be 8. So
I got a 14.
I got a 14.
So it's a tie. Oh. But wait.
Wait a minute. You just rolled your alertness. And you rolled your. You got.
Yeah, but I have hearing is D8.
But you also get perception. Do you have perception?
Hearing is perception is D6, but it's hearing is D8. So
yeah, you don't get both.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was a bug.
I noticed.
Well, I pinged one, so to match him and pass him, that means 3. So.
Are you willing to pay 4, Jesus? Do I hear 4? Going
it,
once,
bastard.
I can't help myself.
What was that?
No,
nothing. Never mind.
You guys come down, and I was like, "Well, good news, and we got some bad news. We believe that it's something called a trickster, And
it's not exactly. It's something like that.
Why do you say it's something like a trickster? How can you be?
I haven't heard of a ritual like this. The dismemberment and the disfigurement that doesn't quite fit.
Show me in the page, weren't it?
It's not in the page. That's the thing. Someone they took the pictures.
I think the dismemberment and disfigurement was just for fun, personally. Okay.
We keep the basement locked, and the only other person that had a key was Blake.
I wasn't aware that you informed Blake about your activities like such.
Well, this is also, it's a bunch of books in Greek. I love Blake, but he can't read Greek. He keeps some of his older hunting gear down here. The stuff that it's broken down a little bit, but one day he'll get to it to be able to repair it, but until that's just it. He's losing it.
Okay, hey, mm-hmm. Good news. We found something where this might be. We're on the right track.
We haven't found something. We found an absence of something.
Well, mm-hmm. Listen, you, Lily, what's your name again?
Lila.
Listen, Lila. Now, you want to be here and you want to throw yourself on the table like you are a common housewife and cry yourself to sleep. That is something you can do. That is your right as your gender. But you know what? I think your father raised you a little better than this. So you either back up or you go up and you cry on your hope chest, because I'm not going to be working with no girl who is acting like a woman instead of acting like a hun.
I dislike your intimation that woman and hunter must be mutually exclusive.
Well, then how about you show me?
I don't see why I should have to.
Well.
But she's calmed down a little bit.
Okay.